Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, the publication which celebrates women business owners by giving them tremendous recognition, unrivaled respect, great opportunities, energetic encouragement, and a stronger brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. Our show today is brought to you by the People You Need to Know magazine Red Carpet Meet and Greet, a black tie affair to be held on Tuesday, April 19th at the magnificent Georgian Terrace Hotel in downtown Atlanta. This event is presented by Greenlee Behavioral Health Services and My Kids Dentist. To find out more, please call 770-460-5995. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with author, film director, and advocate, Ms. Audrey Ory, about her upcoming Beautiful Mile experience. My guest today is a native of Gainesville, Florida, and now resides in Chicago, Illinois. She is a self-worth advocate seeking to evolve societal norms of beauty to embody confidence, education, financial savviness, and courage. As an author, film director, playwright, and the self-worth advocate, her brand proves to be innovative and engaging. On March 26th, I believe that Saturday, March 26th, she'll be hosting the Beautiful Mile in Atlanta, a two-mile walk to push for redefining societal norms placed on beauty. We're so very honored to have on the phone today a woman who was born to lead and empower. Ms. Audrey Ory, welcome back to Spark Plug Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited. Your voice is amazing.
Well, thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine, just fine.
So you send greetings from chilly Chicago, huh?
From chilly Chicago. We've got some sun, but it is chilly. So, yes, I'm sending you greetings.
All right. We appreciate it. We'll accept those greetings here in ATL. Audrey, I know you're extremely busy, so let's get right into it, okay?
Yes.
Tell us, who is Audrey Ory, and how do you define beauty?
Well, you know what, we all wear so many hats and different things, but I am the founder of the Beautiful Mile. Audrey Ory is the founder of the Beautiful Mile, and I define beauty by what we're driven by. I define beauty by how we can make the world a better place. I define beauty by our gifts and our talents that we are willing to share with others. And I define beauty by the impact that we can have in the lives of others.
Well, that's beautiful. You know, you're also a film producer. Tell us a little bit about your documentary, I Am, and the current one being filmed at #BeautifulMile.
Yes, I Am is a documentary that explores why only 2% of women in the world identify as beautiful, why we're not willing to own that title. And so we talked to Monica Wright in the WNBA, Coryell DeBose, who is the founder of the Single Wives Club. We talked to so many amazing women, Arnita Johnson, who's over Luxurious Credit, and we got lots of insight from ladies as to why they're not feeling beautiful and how we're impacted. Yvonne Fry, the Center for Innovation and Excellence for Women. And so we just really wanted to find out from ladies why we're not feeling beautiful and what we can do about it. And the upcoming film, The Beautiful Mile, is a documentary that is depicting the work that leads up to creating an event of this magnitude, as well as our journey to different cities, because The Beautiful Mile, we will walk The Beautiful Mile in different cities. And so Atlanta is first up, and we will be filming that documentary kicking off in Atlanta.
Well, beautiful. You know, Audrey, I want to commend you on the work that you're doing. In redefining beauty, I've heard somewhere that beauty isn't what you see in a mirror. It's how you live your life. And I think that's what you're trying to share with people.
Most definitely. And I think in society right now, we're so focused on the exterior, and it's to a fault. I love looking beautiful. I love makeup. I love to, you know, do all the things that most women do to fix themselves up. But I'm more concerned with how I can use my gifts and talents in the world. I'm more concerned with how I can help others. And so I think that we have to learn to redefine beauty in those terms, as well as being well-educated. Those are things that no one can take away from us. One example that I always use is that current First Lady, Mrs. Michelle Obama, she is 2 Ivy League degrees deep. You know, she's very well-educated. And because she's able to speak well on topics and she's able to communicate effectively with different people, she's beautiful. Not to mention she's beautiful and gorgeous to look at on the outside, but there's so many things that are so much more important than how we look. And so I want women to really focus on that and to find our self-worth in other places, not just based on how society tells us we need to look.
Well, that leads me right into my next question. What is the significance behind the name, The Beautiful Mile?
The Beautiful Mile, the reason I came up with that name is because I believe that throughout life, everything is a journey. We're always taking a journey somewhere. And each part of our journey, I equate that to a mile. And so with each mile, you know, there's a beginning and an ending of something that happens in our lives, whether it's learning to love ourselves, whether it's the pursuit of education, whether we're setting financial goals. There's always miles that we experience within our lives. And so the Beautiful Mile, I wanted to create an opportunity for women to truly take a look at where they are in their journey to love themselves and self-worth, and where they'd like to be at the end of that mile, at the end of that road. And I hope that all roads lead to self-love.
All right. Well, now, this is something that I'm wondering. How will the hashtag The Beautiful Mile documentary be different from the I Am documentary?
I know, exactly. Well, the Beautiful Mile documentary is actually going to take a look at some of the professionals who help to construct the images that we see. And so with the I Am documentary, it was more so, you know, talking to people, getting their opinions, you know, why are you feeling like this? The Beautiful Mile documentary is going to really go in depth with people who create some of the images, some of the publicists, some entertainers, people in the entertainment industry, to really kind of unravel what it is that we actually see versus what is reality.
Okay. Well, who are some of the women and organizations who are going to be participating in the Beautiful Mile here in Atlanta?
Yes, we have the 100 female entrepreneurs, because one huge part that we believe is to drive women towards entrepreneurship and the pursuit of entrepreneurship and launching your goals and your dreams is a part of being beautiful. And so 100 female entrepreneurs is spearheaded by Nicole Garner, who is a well-known publicist in Atlanta, and she will also be a feature documentary. She helps to construct some of the images that we see. We also have 100 female entrepreneurs. I mentioned them. We have the Single Wives Club. They are an organization spearheaded by Coriel DeBose, who is focused on helping women to become better versions of themselves prior to finding love or the pursuit of love. We also have Feline Fitness. We have 26 organizations. We have the Return of the Lady. That is an organization that hosts tea parties with the intent to have women who are influential in society to talk about problems that plague women and girls and find funding for solutions. And so that's a huge thing. We have an organization called the Return of the Gentleman, and this is a group of men, politicians, men leaders, who sit and also discuss current events, different issues, and how to be solutions-driven towards some of the problems that are experienced by men and boys in different communities. And so that's our first organization of men. We also have a school from Norcross, Norcross Middle School. We have a team that's joining us from Norcross Middle School. We have Just Lovely Women. Therapy is Sexy. That's an organization that believes in providing therapy and making sure that mental health is at the forefront. The list goes on and on. We have so many amazing organizations that are participating, and each of these organizations are bringing their people to be a part of their team at the wall and in the documentary.
Wow, sounds very exciting. So I'm sure many of our listeners are asking this question: when and where will the Beautiful Mile be held in Atlanta?
Yes, the Beautiful Mile will be held at Old Fourth Ward Park, the historic district, and it will be hosted on Saturday, March 26th. The check-in will begin at 10 a.m. And, you know, the thing that makes this super different is that this is not a walk where you put on your tennis shoes and, you know, your workout clothes. We're asking ladies and gentlemen to come looking amazing. It's the Beautiful Mile, and it's just a mile. We're not walking very far. We're mostly walking for purpose. And so, you know, the event is filled with, we have some entertainment, some amazing vendors, and so we call that our vendor mile. That is an experience. And then we're also honoring some amazing women. And so I'd love to, you know, share that with you as well. We have awardees. We have, oh, my gosh, so many amazing women. We have Mrs. Cameron, Keisha Cameron, who is the wife of Ryan Cameron, and she has been responsible for all of the things that have happened with the Ryan Cameron Foundation for an amazing period of time. We have Hannah Cassier, who is the director of the Steve and Marjorie Harvey Foundation, and she is an awardee. We have Shanita Foster, who is the director of Candy Cares, which is the nonprofit organization for candy birds out of Atlanta, and also an organization called Beyond the Game that feeds children in Africa. We also have Tammy Reed. She is a well-known blogger, and she's received a lot of accolades from the city of Atlanta for her Talking with Tammy. You know exactly who she is. Yes, absolutely. She's one of our awardees. We also have Alicia Reese, who is out of New York. She's coming all the way down to be honored. She is a brand strategist, and she's worked very closely with many, many organizations. We also have a young lady named Tiana Jones, who is an American Idol finalist, and she's also a part of the American Idol tour. She's age 17, super young. So some amazing women are being honored on that day as well.
Sounds like it. So what can attendees expect to experience at the Beautiful Mile?
So we're starting off with a VIP breakfast, and that is a breakfast where our honorees will join us. We will also you know, just engage and just enjoy and indulge in sisterhood. And then as the day progresses, we will have some entertainment. We have Chanel, who is a known performer who's coming to empower the women and get them off their feet. We have a young man who is new to, not new to music, but new to the scene. And he is going to come and provide some amazing music. His name is Caleb Minter. And then we also have Tiana, as I mentioned, who is the American Idol participant. She will be performing as well. So they can expect performances, organic, you know, skin and beauty products. We have the Gwyneth Mosby School of Makeup coming out to set up an amazing display, and they're hosting their tweet and greet. We have 100 female entrepreneurs who will be hosting their 100 female entrepreneurs talk, and they'll talk to women about entrepreneurship. So there's so much going on, and that is not even including the actual walk itself. We will walk, and then we will also engage in a balloon release at the end of the walk, which will represent us releasing many of the negative messages that we've received about our beauty. So we have a jam-packed day, and it's going to be so much fun.
All right, looking forward to it. So what do you hope for attendees to walk away with after their Beautiful Mile experience?
You know, I want people to really walk away feeling confident. And the reason that this is so important to me is because I believe that confidence is more than just what we talk about on the surface. When we talk about being beautiful and redefining beauty, I think it sounds cute, but I'm really not talking about anything that is cute. What I know is there are women who have died on surgery operating tables to, you know, gain a certain level of beauty because society said they had to. I'm talking about women who have taken their lives because they didn't feel like they added up or, you know, amounted to whatever society said we had to. I'm talking about the women and the girls who don't feel beautiful day in and day out, and they allow themselves to be a part of relationships that don't value them and don't, you know, surround their worth. I'm talking about the women who are in corporate America and they don't feel confident enough to demand the pay and income that they deserve like our male counterparts because they don't feel that they're valuable. And so this message is so much deeper than just look pretty and feel good about who you are. We are talking about real things that truly affect our lives and the outcome of our greatness.
So how did the Sports Illustrated model, who's a size 16, how did her being on the cover affect what you're doing?
I thought it was absolutely amazing. She was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Also, I believe it is Ebony Magazine that just released a cover that showed another side of beauty. And these were ladies who were full-figured ladies, and they were on the cover, and they were beautiful. And so I think that we should define beauty for ourselves. I don't believe the media, I don't believe that society should get to dictate what beauty is for each of us. And so I think it's very positive anytime any major outlet takes a stand to do what may not be the most popular, but continues to help us to understand that beauty is many different things. I commend them for that.
So in other words, you're pretty much saying what a lot of people in the business world says about success. You have to redefine what success means to you. You're saying look at your personal life and redefine what beauty means to you. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. I'm saying that you cannot go into Walgreens and look at the magazine and then just because you don't see someone that looks exactly like you, determine that you're not beautiful. I'm saying that we have to take the reins and we have to be able to say, I'm beautiful for X, Y, and Z, and figure out the reasons why we feel we're beautiful. And also look at those things that do make us different and embrace them. Yes.
All right. So what inspired you? And you may have mentioned, you mentioned so much stuff, but I just want to make sure our listeners understand. What inspired you to create the Beautiful Mile experience?
Well, for me, everything is a spiritual walk. Everything that I do is a spiritual walk. And there was a young lady who worked with me. Her name is Jontel Taft. She came to me, and, you know, our goal has always been to continue to strategize and find higher to take, you know, to get a different platform. And so one of the things that we did, she said, you know, maybe a walk would be a good idea. And so I thought about it, and at first I'm like, no, I don't know about doing a walk. But I realized that this would be a way for me to travel to different cities and reach ladies who I had not reached through my book, through my film. This would be a way for me to really get in there and meet and interact with ladies in various places. And so that's exactly what we're doing.
All right. Now, before we bring this interview to a close, tell our listeners how they can help support the Beautiful Mile. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Audrey?
The number one thing,
okay.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
The number one thing that we need is to be able to have ladies to spread the message. We have a social media campaign that we're launching right now. It's called the I Am Beautiful campaign. And with that campaign, we need for ladies to post pictures of themselves, whether it's a selfie or what have you. We need for ladies to post those pictures and to tag us and to hashtag the Beautiful Mile, because we want to be able to get some serious corporate sponsorships and make sure that companies are listening to us so that we can take the steps to redefine beauty in a different direction. Corporations can definitely support us and understand. They will also change their messaging. And so it's very important for us to take this message and make it a very mainstream message.
So for the people in the corporate community who may be listening to you on our show today, what's your message to them?
My message to the corporations is that so many lives are on the line, and it's not just about money. It is about helping women to find their worth. There is a company by the name of Dove who has done amazing work to help women to remember their worth and their value. And if women are reminded of their worth and their value, they will reproduce in society. They will make the world a better place. They will be better consumers. They will be better workers. They will be better mothers, better wives, all of those things. And so I believe that we have a responsibility to lift women up. All of the studies and statistics reflect the fact that women reproduce whatever education or resources are poured into them. And so I believe for big corporations, we have to reproduce or come from a place of wanting to have women reproduce so that the world can be a better place.
All right. Now, and finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Yes, I am at I Am Ardrey Ori, and my name is spelled A-R-D-R-E-O-R-I-E. I Am Ardrey Ori. That's my website. All social media is I Am Ardrey Ori, and I love connecting with everyone, but I love it when ladies write to me. I get so many letters and emails, and, you know, women are just trying to feel beautiful. It's very simple, but that beauty leads to so many other things, so I would love to connect with everyone.
Hey, Ardrey, since what you're doing is so vitally important to your self-esteem, your confidence, and everything else, please, would you be so kind as to give out that information one more time?
Absolutely. It is I Am Ardrey Ori, A-R-D-R-E-O-R-I-E.
Okay. And do you have a phone number?
The phone number that I can be reached is 709-609-9855.
One more time, please.
709-609-9855.
Now, did you have any last things you'd like to share about the Beautiful Mile experience with our listening audience before you have to go?
Yes, I just want everyone to know that it is not just an event for women. This is an event for men as well. The cast of my play is going to be there. This is an all-male play coming up. We have the return of the gentlemen who have their own group. We have some amazing men who are supporting this cause. So we invite women and girls of all ages, and we invite men, fathers, uncles, because men support women, and we totally need their support. So I just want everyone to come out, to have a good time, and to make history with us. This event has never been done before. There's never been a beauty walk of this caliber, and we want to make sure that Atlanta has great representation to kick it off. This is the first time ever.
So it sounds like you do. So this is a family-friendly event.
Yes, absolutely.
And tell us a little bit more about how you want the people to dress when they come out.
Oh, I want everyone to come out in their best. I want everyone to come and be fabulous and be beautiful at the Beautiful Mile. And I want people to come in their definition of beauty. And so, you know, I expect for our attendees to look like many different things, but whatever your definition of beauty is, come out and represent that and let the world see that, walk and be proud in it, and come and be beautiful at the Beautiful Mile.
All right. Well, Miss Ardrey Ori, author, film director, and self-worth advocate, thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate you. You have such an amazing platform, and thank you for everything that you do for the empowerment of women. It is not taken lightly. Magazine is absolutely beautiful, and I thank you so much for allowing me to share this with you on your show.
And Ardrey, people you need, myself and People You Need to Know magazine, we definitely look forward to being with you in your organization on Saturday, March 26th, at the Beautiful Mile experience here in Atlanta.
Yay. Thank you so much. So excited.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the brightest spotlight on women business owners in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. We'd love to hear from you, so please email us at sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. Hey, you can view our magazine, our physical magazine, on your cell phone. Just text ATL Glam 264-842. Once again, that's ATL Glam 264-842. And if you're at your computer, your laptop or your mini, just type in tinyurl.com/ATL Glam. tinyurl.com/ATL Glam. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my lovely wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another marvelous job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. We have everything in place to bring your brand to life. To get started today, give us a call at 770-460-5995. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.